attorney at law, David New. He's kind of the American history and Constitution go-to guy, the answer man for those things. And he's been giving us some interesting, some fascinating historical facts, historical stories, I guess you could say, about our forefathers, about the connection we have with the nation of Israel. And before we left the last segment, he started telling us about Joseph Priestley and that he saw what was going to happen in 1948 with the nation of Israel being restored. And so, David, could you maybe take us back to that and give us some more of that context of what was going on and what happened there? And of course, that has everything to do with what we're celebrating now with the nation of Israel having their 70th anniversary.
Absolutely. It's a delightful to talk about this man, Joseph Priestley. As I say, he was a scientist, a chemist. According to the Science History Institute and also History.com, he is the one who officially discovered oxygen. Of course, wonder why we're saying that everybody knows oxygen exists, but he scientifically proved that there is oxygen in existence. Also, if every time you drink a soda with carbonated water in it, like Coca-Cola or 7-Up, that's Joseph Priestley. He also invented carbonated water. He was trying to use it as a cure for scurvy and other diseases, and of course it didn't do anything for the diseases, but that was his intent with discovering carbonated water. So there he is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he wrote a book by the same title, but he wrote it two times. One was a supplement, and you can download his books on prophecy for free on the internet. The title is The Evidences of Revealed Religion. The Evidences of Revealed Religion by Joseph Priestley. He wrote an initial version in 1794, and then he wrote a supplement with the same title, The Evidences of Revealed Religion, in 1796. Now, in the one in 1794, chapter 8 is called Of the Prophecies Concerning the Dispersion and Restoration of the Jews. The one in 1796 is the one that the Vice President of the United States heard when Joseph Priestley, who was a dissenter, he was in the minority. And he supported not only the American Revolution, but the French Revolution. And that got him in trouble with a lot of people in Great Britain. And so he finally had to leave, and he left in 1794, and he came to America. And one of the things that he did was he started a Unitarian church in Philadelphia when the capital at that time was there, in Philadelphia. And, of course, the Unitarians of that day were far more conservative than they are today. There's no comparison. In fact, it's really a misnomer to call the ones today Unitarians because the ones in the early days believed in Bible prophecy. Anyway, in his audience was the Vice President of the United States to hear many of his sermons in Philadelphia. His name was John Adams. And in the 1796 edition, they're only 2 years apart, 1794, 1796, The Evidences of Revealed Religion, he dedicated that supplement to, it says right there, to John Adams, Vice President of the United States of America. And he said in the introduction in the dedication page that the reason why he did that is because the Vice President requested that he put more of his sermons in written form, his prophecies. So, let's take a look at some of the passages that Joseph Priestley, 150 years, all my amillennial friends, all those who don't take Bible prophecy literally, please pay attention. 150 years before Israel was founded in 1948 on May 14th, Joseph Priestley predicted its restoration. His passages are Amos 9, verses 14 and 15, Hosea 3, verse 4, Isaiah 2, verse 1, Isaiah 11, verse 10, Isaiah 43, verses 5 and 6, Zechariah 8, 13, Zechariah 12, 9 and 10, Zechariah 14, Malachi 3, verse 1. This is incredible. This is a man who's living right amongst the Vice President of the United States, a man who is intimate with Thomas Jefferson, who knows Benjamin Franklin. They met in London. He knows all of these people. And this is the man who's speaking up and saying they're going to be restored. I would have loved to have heard some of the conversations that he must have had with the Vice President and Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin about these great prophecies.
Wow, wouldn't that be interesting to be a fly on the wall, as they say, in those conversations? No.